This way. This week we have a double parsha. And that's what Hashem will be reading, Parsha Yom Tazria Mitzorah. And as you can well imagine, both Parsha Yom Tazria and Mitzorah discuss a lot about the Torah. There's an interesting halacha mentioned in the Mishnah at the end of the second parak of Masechet Nigayim. Masechet Nigayim is a Masechet that deals with Nigay Tzara'at. Now the halacha is that to determine whether a certain affliction is Tzara'at or not has to be decided by a Kohen. The person who's afflicted has to be brought before the Kohen, and the Kohen decides. And the Mishnah says, we'll do that later. The Mishnah says, Kol ha-nigayim adam roa chutz mi-nigay atzmo. A Kohen is allowed to determine the status of every nega tzara'at except for his own. A person can't determine his own nega, no matter how much of an expert Kohen he is. Could be the world's expert on Tzara'at, but he can't decide his own. He has to go to a different Kohen to decide whether his neg is a neg of Tzara'at or not. That's a technical din mentioned in the Mishnah in the Guide. The Bali Musa and the Bali Mashava, however, point out that there's a very widespread human sociological truth to this. Kol ha-nigayim adam roa chutz mi-nigay atzmo. People always find fault in everywhere else, in everybody else, except in themselves. They never see the faults in themselves. Kol ha-nigayim adam roa. Person sees faults everywhere else, chutz mi-nigay atzmo. Except his own faults. And you've probably come across this phenomenon. You know the person who always complains about people who always complain? I can't stand it. The people are always complaining all the time. I don't understand what this. And you say to yourself, listen, you want to tell the person, stand in front of the mirror. I want to tape record you. Or the person who never shares anything, but complains that somebody else wouldn't share with them. Person who's a little bit nasty and complaining about somebody else's nastiness. You know, we always can find fault in the other person. We just never see our own fault. And you see it with people time and time again. The person who's complaining about the other person who's such a balzivanik, so haughty for this. And then the next sentence, or the sentence before, they're just full of guts. Can drive you up the wall. But it's a very scary statement. Because we see that in everybody else also. We see how everybody else doesn't see their own fault. There's only one person that we don't see who doesn't see their own fault. And that's me. I have to stop myself from time to time and say, one second. I see almost the hypocrisy in this person, and that person, and this person. Am I sure that I'm so perfect? No, I'm not perfect, but I know when I'm wrong, right? Do I? The other person also thinks that they know all the time. They're faults and they don't see it. The Bala Machshava point out, puts a tremendous responsibility on me. Before I start criticizing everybody else, to take a look at myself. And it's very hard to take a look at yourself. It's extremely difficult to be objective about yourself. To really go down, because basically I'm a good person. We all think we're good people. Basically we are. But we all have faults and we can't see them. And it's not easy. And it takes a lot to do so. But it's so necessary. Because how in the world are we going to improve if we don't realize firstly that there's something that needs improving? Sometimes we need someone to be someone to give us a Musar Shmus, a personal Musar Shmus. Very few people like to hear criticism. We don't like to hear it, personal criticism. I'm certainly one of those. Of course, there's nothing to criticize, but I don't like it. But it's so important to be willing to hear it. Because if we all want to become a little bit better, first we have to hear what's not so good. And call on the Goyim Odom Roa, Chutz Nigeya. It's so hard to see it in ourselves. But the Rav Pam Zatzal comes along. He says there's a corollary to this. It's very bad that a person doesn't see his own faults. But he says there's another problem. There's a mirror image. When the first sense what he said, I didn't quite understand it. But he said, Kol Hamailos Adam Roa, Chutz Mimalos Atzma. A person can see all the tremendous qualities that other people have, except his own. What does he say? So Rav Pam explains that we sell ourselves short too many times in life. That's not me. I can't do that. I can't achieve that. I'm not capable. That's for smart people. That's for people who are really social. That's for people who are really this. That's not me. So often in life, our goal is mediocrity. We'll just get by because that's who I am. I'm not like that person. I can't be like that person. And we don't realize how much we have, how much potential we have, how much we're able to achieve. You know, sometimes you read stories about these amazing stock organizations, or amazing organizations that work with different kinds of people, with the disabled, with this, whatever it might be. And it was started by simple people. People who just were the average person, but they had a child who needed something, or there was a certain situation which came up. And they just, nobody was doing anything. Now they weren't capable of doing anything, they were just an average person. They needed a superstar to take charge. But no superstar came forward. Blessed Breyer, they had no choice, so they stepped into the void, and look what they did, they created the most amazing organization. They had no background in this area, they had no exceptional skills, they just gave it themselves. And if you would have asked them, before they got started, are you capable? They'd say, me? That's not me. I'm looking for somebody else to do it. And that's what our Pam says. We sometimes see all the qualities in everybody else, and we don't see what we have. There's amazing Gemara in Brachos. In Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara talks about Chana, still in her childless stage, and she's davening, passionately davening, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he should give her, he should grant her a child. And amongst the other things, she says, "V'natata lamascha zera anashim." What does that mean, zera anashim? So the Gemara makes a number of suggestions.
And then the Gemara quotes one thing in the name of Rav Dimi. She wanted a Zera move Labbein Anash and said, just give me an average kid. Not too tall, not too short, not too light skin, not too dark skin. Lo chacham velo tipesh. Doesn't have to be too smart. You shouldn't be too stupid. Just an average kid. That's all I want. The Navi goes on to say that when she comes back, after Shmuel is born, she turns to Eli and she says about Shmuel, El Hanar Hazeh Palalti. It was this child that I davened for. I once heard in the name of Rav Aaron Cutler, and then I heard it subsequently in the name of others. According to the Gemara, what does this mean? She davened for an average child. And Shmuel is born, Shmuel Anavi. So that's not the Nair that she davened for. She got a superstar. Says the Baruch Hashem, no. She got an average kid. Shmuel was an average kid. He wasn't a Chacham, and he wasn't a Tzitzis. He was an average person who used every ounce of his potential to become Shmuel HaNavi. The person who was Zochah to anoint two kings, Shaul HaMelech and David HaMelech. He was just average. But he used every ounce of his potential. Don't be offended. But in many ways, you're all just average people. Average people. Just like Shmuel HaNavi was an average person. And you all have such tremendous potential. I don't know if you can become a Shmuel HaNavi. But don't sell yourselves short. There's so much you can achieve. So much that you can do in life. Don't say, that's for the superstar. It's for the average Shmuel. And you are now a card-carrying member of average-like Shmuel Club. And you can achieve tremendous things. So there's a lot of self-introspection that you need to do. At first it may seem contradictory, but it's really not. Before we go criticizing anybody else, let's take a good hard look at ourselves and say, I see that they need to improve. But maybe I need to improve also. Make a bit of a cheshbon nefesh. Maybe I complain too much. Maybe I don't share as much. Maybe I'm not as nice as I could be. I see it by them. Maybe I should be seeing it by myself. And at the same time, remember that when you think that mediocrity should be your goal in life, you can achieve so much. Find your own legame and correct them. And find your own potential. And you'll achieve great heights.